Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Guys, you okay?
No, I'm good.
Can we stay off the quarterback? Oh, we hit the quarterback because we got no discipline whatsoever.
Let it bump.
Fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand on this. What day is it? Wednesday.
I don't know.
Wednesday. Hump day. Hump day.
Hardy, how's the rest of your work week? You good?
You know me. I'm a little heavy this week.
Well, how's your week been? Like, last couple days been good, right?
You're not busy.
No, it's fine.
Hardy moved last week, so his life is in disarray.
He FaceTimed me last night. Can't hide money.
Boxes? How about the boxes, though?
You FaceTimed me last night.
What? Well, I think I accidentally FaceTimed you, then you FaceTimed me back.
All right.
But what do you think in terms of when will the last box be unpacked?
Couple weeks?
That doesn't
couple weeks. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Listen, a lot of boxes.
I moved 3 years ago.
Yeah.
There are still boxes in the attic in the basement that never got unpacked.
But some of these are boxes from the old attic that are just going up into the new attic. So if we don't count those.
No, I'm talking about items that you packed up and put into a box at the old house within the weeks and months leading up to the move.
Thanksgiving. That's my goal.
You didn't show me your walk-up attic.
That's aggressive. That's because there is a temptation once you get moved in and settled into a new place that you take the box and you say, let's just put this down in the basement for now.
Yeah.
And then you never go back to it.
It gets all musty.
And then you start realizing how much crap you have that you don't need.
The dog's licking it.
Right.
Ugh.
I am going to put a goal of Thanksgiving, and I have incentive to move because there's a project going on not near from the house right now where they have recycling and other dumpsters like out there.
I'm sorry, a project?
Like another construction.
Another job site. So you're going to illegally dump on another job site?
I already got clearance from the builder.
Yeah. Oh.
Jimmy Lamar said it's okay. Go ahead. Do whatever you need.
Jimmy sounds like a builder.
Jim's a good
Jim the builder.
Dabbles in politics. So
that is.
It'd only be better if his name was Bob.
Like they're showing the basement on the simulcast right now.
It'd only be better if his name was Bob. Bob the builder.
Oh, look at the pattern on that carpet vacuum.
And that's from vacuuming. That's not some sort of triangular pattern in the carpet.
I'd run around.
That's because it's just so clean and untouched.
Yeah,
not even a footprint in it.
Doesn't look like that right now.
Yeah.
A lot of boxes on that carpet right now.
Wow, you're right. What do you put that ledge?
That's the basement.
Picture frames.
That's the basement.
Can't imagine what the main living quarters looks like.
Jesus, what are you plugging in down there?
So far, nothing. There's boxes in front of all those outlets.
Look at all that plugs.
Yeah, I got a lot of power. Jimmy put in a lot of outlets.
Yeah, hide the wires, maybe tripping over wires everywhere down there.
A lot of them in the studio down there.
Yeah,
a lot of outlets.
When are we doing a party there, like a sports hub party? Yeah, I'll throw the party. We'll come over, bring the kids.
We'll set a time. You know, let's plan on a holiday gathering. Okay.
Do you know what he went outside and showed me outside? And this has to happen.
What is it?
He's got one of those raised decks in the back.
Yeah.
Zip line off his deck back into. He's got the big, big trees in the back.
Yeah.
And it's a good shoot right up.
I thought you're not getting on zip lines anymore.
I'm not getting on it, but your kids can.
That's a great idea. What could possibly go wrong with a self-installed zip line?
Decapitation. That thing snaps at that taut cord.
It was a rhetorical question. I know.
What could go wrong? Could fall down and die.
Yeah. Cable snaps and cuts your head off, idiot.
Oh, is that stupid? Can it? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, because I was getting ready to do it today.
We can play that game we talked about yesterday. It's going to happen.
Which game is that?
Let's get some football pads on. Let's suit up and let's see who can.
Oh, you want to? Yeah, Oklahoma's.
Yeah, let's see who can score.
Are you going to start laying on the ground?
15-75.
Are you going to start by laying on the ground?
I got me the last scholarship ever given by the University of Miami.
never given.
They've literally given up thousands since.
Everybody's been a walk-on since Ray got that.
I didn't understand that.
You weren't supposed to.
It made no sense.
It's a special scholarship where I went to school free, but they paid me a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's one of the last ones to really, really get the cash handed over in broad daylight.
I remember sitting under that tree with you, my best friend, thinking, I'm so hungry. I just want to eat.
What was that guy's name?
I don't know.
Nevin Shapiro.
The guy's like,
remember Nevin Shapiro U? Nevin Shapiro was paying everybody. He was paying a lot of money. Was it a Ponzi scheme? He was like running a Ponzi scheme and then taking the money and giving it to University of Miami football players.
Vince was connected because Vince had to ask money from him. The time down there.
Yeah, he took money from him.
Shocky, Jeremy.
And got asked about it years later and said, I have nothing to say
about that. Think about that. Sean Taylor.
Yeah. not a denial.
How about all those guys? I mean, Sean Taylor, Vince, Jeremy Shockey. Go down a list of guys from there. The Perrymans. Oh, my God. All on the payroll.
2011 is when Vince Wilfork was asked about that.
I plead the fifth.
That's completion.
All right, let's get to Cleveland. By the way, I want to update something that we talked about earlier with the Browns.
Oh.
And earlier being, we talked about Carl Nassib, who's been touting all these numbers. And, you know, guys, you got to not spend your money. You got to put your money in the bank.
Yeah.
Put your money in the bank, because if you put your money in the bank with the compounding of the interest, you're going to make this much money over this many years.
5-15-75.
So, that's right. Yeah, it's right? The 5-15-75 rule. 5% interest
plan.
So Anthony Fabiano,
over 15 years.
Let's play this. Anthony Fabiano sets him straight, but we didn't have or didn't realize any of the real backstory with Anthony Fabiano. First of all, he's local. He grew up in Wakefield, went to Wakefield High. Okay. Local kid from this area. And oh, by the way, he went to Harvard and he majored in economics.
Yeah, economics, right.
So Anthony Fabiano went to Harvard, obviously a pretty smart guy, and he starts calling bullcrap on Carl Nassib, who's been, you know, touting all this savings and all this money you can earn on the interest on your money as an NFL player.
It's not a pyramid scheme. It's something different.
Isn't it 7% every 10 years, not 10% every 7 years?
What? It's called the rule of 7. You get 10% on your return.
He's so annoyed at the beginning. This is great.
What? Isn't it 7% every 10 years, not 10% every 7 years?
What? It's called the rule of 7. If you get 10% on your returns, you double it every 7 years. Fight Tony Robbins about it. He's my hero.
If you get a 10%, like...
Do you know what this reminds me of? 7-minute abs.
Yeah.
What if someone comes up with 6-minute abs? What?
That guy's
7-minute abs. Why would I take 7% for 10 years and double it when I can do 10% and double it in 7 years?
Stop them off.
Because you can't. Because you can't.
If you get a 10%, like, if you find that, you got to hang on to that for dear life.
That's Fabiano dummy, right?
Like, you're so stupid.
Yeah. That's what the rich people do, bro. That doesn't even, like, exist anywhere, though.
You're so stupid.
You're talking about something that is not a thing.
Yeah, right.
Cleveland.
What are you talking about?
Do you get football scores on that phone? Football
scores. What? Why?
He's
one of these lunatic, like, Tony Robbins people that he's my hero.
Yeah, fight Tony Robbins about it.
Okay.
Exactly.
It's called the rule of 7. If you get 10% on your returns, you double it every 7 years. Fight Tony Robbins about it. He's my hero.
Okay. And the guy from Harvard's like, oh, okay. Where's he? Where do I have to go to fight him? Like, I should bring him in. I'll talk to him.
Somewhere.
Let him know he's an idiot.
Tom Brady's ears perked up. Tony Robbins.
How
much money can I get?
I
need that bonus at the start of the year. I need to get all the interest on it over those 4 months.
Fight Tony Robbins about it. He's my hero.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you hear Fabiano sets him straight again.
That's how the rich people do, bro. This doesn't even, like, exist anywhere.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Low cost, bro.
10% over the last 90 years. 9.8% over the last 90 years.
Who? Yeah, that was when the economy was growing.
For the last 90 years.
We got somebody online who wants to talk economics. I don't know if we want to do this.
Like, no, but we're not, you know, a number show. No, I don't.
I'm glad at least they're having the conversations, because I love Zoe's story of 26, 27 years ago, whenever you were in that first rookie meeting.
Got to buy the book.
Okay, well, I won't give it away, but the number of people that sat in that room and listened to the advice given. Yes, the book is called If These Walls Could Talk. It's New England Patriots Stories, Scott Zolak and Jeff Howe.
You could order it on Amazon right now.
Pre-ordered it. Drew Bledsoe.
Available now in paperback.
It's got a lot of good stories.
Yeah,
in
where's
the
hardcover copies? You know, I was thinking.
I got the signed paperback copy. That doesn't look as good on the shelf.
It's nice. Yeah,
you don't have to keep it on
the shelf. It's a nice gift. I'm going to put it on the bookshelf.
You know what? It's good summer reading. It really is, like down at the beach. Like, I read that thing quick.
But when you read it? Yeah. You read your book?
Yeah.
It's the first book you've read in how long?
It's a real easy read. It's a good read.
But so's discovering, hey, he knows I'm actually pretty good at this reading thing.
Y'all know Tom wants to know if you read the audiobook, too.
It is an audiobook. They should do an audiobook with me reciting it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that will go smooth.
Make some more money on it.
No outtakes there.
No. Oh, what? What the?
Just 300 pages of text.
Yeah.
Come on, you knock that out in an afternoon.
They should let me do the one where I do the Bill Parcells at the stretch line when I pull my shorts up pretty much right under my nipples.
Well, now you're talking about a video.
You're doing like this.
And which is also known,
stretching,
also known as a movie.
His arms this way, like we're over there just dying laughing at him.
So I also think you should film a one-hour documentary based on the book.
Should be good.
Maybe this book could be turned into a movie.
Video book.
You mean movie. Yes.
Zoe versus the book.
Yep.
Tom versus Tom.
It'll be on Facebook Watch.
Zoe versus his
book. Is what it will be. 617-779-0985. More from Hard Knocks, more on the Patriots as well this hour. You're on Zolak and Bertrand.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here on Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Make sure you download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app for your Apple or Android device. Get it in the App Store. 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Get it now.
Yeah. Tap that app. 121 here on Zolak and Bertrand.
We've had a number of apps over the years. This is real talk here for a moment.
This is good. It's a good app.
We've had a number of apps, right? I won't name the ones we've had.
Crap apps.
And we've had to promote them all.
They are crappy.
Which is unfortunate, because when you have a really good one like we do now, people are like, oh, yeah, you're just preaching that app thing.
You're the boy who cried app.
Right. You are the boy that cried app.
Remember we had to do like those little like 8-second cap recaps and stuff?
Listen, this is why I'm making mention of it. I'm not crying app. This is a legit, really good, well-developed, easy to use, easy to navigate, loaded with content.
A lot of podcasts on there.
Everything's in there. Yeah. It's actually a really, really good app.
Yep.
So please download it. 98.5 The Sports. I wouldn't say that if I didn't mean it.
Right.
Those other apps.
It is.
Mediocre.
It's simple. Because you turn it on and boom, the station just plays. Commercials and everything. Like what you hear on air is what you get. No dead air.
Yes. But if you're looking for podcasts of certain shows.
Like Golf Club.
I was on.
Sports Hub Golf Club.
I was on 93
wrestling podcast.
So
whatever you want.
Went into the tunnel in traffic. And the signal, because you're down deep in the tunnel, faded on me. It was a little scratchy.
Right.
Oh, fired up the app in the car. It was beautiful.
Oh, nice. Do you know how many people asked me last week about Trainwreck Sarge? Remember, we played at the end of the show
yesterday. He's still here. He's in the building. He's floating around all day.
He heard the awakened people are here, and it's like he heard picture day or something. So
I don't know. He's always bringing guests in here.
Jose, I pointed everybody to the app. Go to every hour of our show. It's on there. And you can hear Sarge at the end.
Commercial free on there, too.
If you miss an hour, don't forget, check it out. Zolak and Bertrand on the app.
Okay. Hey, Jose is in the South End on Belichick and Brady. Go ahead, Jose.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, yourself?
Great. What do you got for us?
Who's this?
Beetle and Zoe, along with Hardy.
Is this Jose?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Jose.
Are you in the tunnel still?
No, I got out of the tunnel. They let me loose a few hours ago.
Oh. Okay.
But listen, I drive for a living, and I picked up an interesting character out there. And you were talking about the Patriots, and I don't want to mention any names, but I think this is Belichick's last year. And when he canceled the two OTAs, it sort of confirmed his theory. And from my take, he was sort of pissed off that he wanted to keep Jimmy G. Kraft overruled him, kept Brady. So I think after Belichick is gone, Brady is definitely going to want to win a Super Bowl without Belichick. And it makes perfect sense.
Who is in the car?
Those two are so intertwined.
So who'd you drive?
Where do you drive?
I don't want to mention names. I stop mentioning names, you're going to put the pieces together.
Hey, give us a hand.
Do you drive on the island?
Staff, player, what?
Owner?
Management?
Management, yeah, and ex-player.
Management and ex-player.
I can't say too much, dude. I don't feel comfortable.
Andre Tippett.
But, nope. But it's interesting.
Jim just said that in my ear. It's a good guess.
Both of them want to win a Super Bowl without the other. Man. And, you know, what better to cement your history, your Hall of Fame credentials, whatever it may be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
could be a member of the Patriots coaching staff, right?
Mm. Oh, you were close.
Wait, I'm getting hot.
Hold on.
Ernie Adams.
Where did Ernie play?
Ernie played at Amherst next to Bill at Williams College out there.
Let's say he's. If I say this, you gotta.
Yeah, no. It's fine. Say what?
Hold on.
I'm muting you now.
We'll mute the line so you can tell just us.
All right.
Go ahead.
Go.
Don't do that to him. No, that's a lie. You can't do that to him.
Shut up.
You can't do that to him.
What's wrong with him?
So
mute the lines that you tell just us.
Kraft wanted to keep Brady. Belichick loved Jimmy G. Wanted to keep Jimmy G. And if he wins a Super Bowl without Brady, what happens then?
Yeah, I got that. I just didn't know who it came from.
Yeah, but this guy, I'm going to give you a little tidbit. He's with the Indy now.
Okay.
Let's see if you come across. And if you don't, guys can't dot the I's with that information, will.
Is it Jacoby Brissett?
Josh McDaniels. Oh, no, wait
former
a second.
Patriot
he changed
player,
his
former
name.
Player.
ABCD.
He's not playing anymore.
T-U-V-V.
Oh, you're close.
Who is it, Zoe?
Come on,
you guys should know.
Yeah, you should know. Who is it? Ventrone.
He's with Indy now.
Ventrone.
Ex-player.
Oh, my bad.
All right.
Yep.
We got it out of him.
Thank you.
We got it.
Not as good a source as I thought it was going to be.
Come on.
Not quite front office either.
It's not Jonathan.
Is it like assistant special teams coach?
Raymond Drone is like special teams or something? No,
he's assistant to the regional manager.
Right. We went
assistant.
From,
what do you do? I'm the assistant to the assistant manager.
Right. I'm assistant to the regional manager.
Dwight. Belichick.
Belichick. We've had a lot of different pronunciations of the word Belichick today. Belichick. Belichick. Belichick.
Special. He's a special teams coach in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Is he one of the guys that hired on? How long
he's
has he
not,
been there?
He's not a mouth runner.
How long has he been there?
Huh?
Just this year.
He was one of the guys that left because he thought Josh was going to be there.
Bingo.
Oh.
So now he's angry.
He's got an axe to grind.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
We got to get him on his show. Jim, call Indy now.
Although it says February 15th, so I think that was after... Josh
but if he already had the agreement in principle, he didn't back out on it.
Right. He got a promotion, I believe. What was he here?
He was assistant to Joe Judge.
Okay, so he's assistant special teams, now he's special teams in Indy. So that's still a promotion.
It's a promotion.
It's a move up.
Yeah. But part of the reason why he went, that McDaniels was going to be the head coach.
And now he's out there flapping his gums to every, you know, limo driver in town.
Who's the head coach out in Indy now? Who did they get?
Frank Reich.
Belichick.
No, they did not get Belichick.
Frank Reich is who they got.
Hmm? Oh, he's a good coach. Yeah,
great coach.
Maryland guy.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to be the head coach of Maryland. My thought is they'd be better off if they had given him that Maryland job going back a couple of years.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be in the situation they're in now.
Yes, there's a couple of people who would be better off, unfortunately. Mm. Things be done differently.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it like that, but yeah, I guess. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on the Maryland situation, by the way?
I think it happens a lot of places. Now you try and get a team to come back, which guys took care of themselves after the, at the break. Coaches try and break players. Parcells used to love when guys would pass out and start puking because he'd start printing out tickets to get that guy home. Just we're in a different day and age, man. You can't push guys to the limits the way you used to be able to. You remember what happened with Corey Stringer with the Vikings and the overheating and all that stuff. And
yeah, Corey Stringer happened 17 years ago.
Yeah, but that was like, you know, you're taking those pills too and those heart pills.
Okay, but don't you think the NFL has sort of changed?
Yeah. You
and
watch
how
camp?
They handle that?
I watch camp now.
Right, remember how it used to be they
sort of close.
Withhold the water? Yeah, you're not getting any water? Now they're, hey, you're going to perform better if you're hydrated. Go drink the damn water. Now it's like a 180 from that.
Remember the Titans? My guy. Boo! Water is weak! What's his name? The actor.
Always do.
Morgan Freeman. That water. Oh, son, I'm not going to give you water. Blue. Remember, he wanted water. And remember the Titans.
Oh, yeah.
What did you say? You want water?
No. It's different,
water
but
makes
still.
You weak.
You say it happens a lot. I don't think it happens all that much, especially at a big program like that.
Man,
I don't think you have guys pushed to the point. Okay, gassed, yes, but pushed to the point of heat stroke where you end up hospitalized and then the guy dies as a result. That doesn't happen a lot.
Everybody's different. You come back and you're on three turf fields and you're fat and you're out of shape and somebody runs you into the ground. Next thing you know, your temperature inside your body's going up to 106 and your organs are overheating. I can see it happening. I can see a coach trying to be tough and say, you know what, get him out of here. Don't get him help. Just get him out of here. Go squirt water on him somewhere. You can see that. It's a football coach. These guys are trained differently, man. They're wired differently. Sucks.
But if that were the case, then I think maybe there would have been a chance for Zari, but they continued to make him stay in practice, and they literally picked him up and carried him up and down the field. That's my understanding.
Yeah.
They didn't get him out of there.
No.
The fact was he couldn't stand on his own.
Right.
And other players and teammates said something wasn't right with him, and he had already collapsed, and the trainers just tried to, like, hold him up and get him to continue the workout. I mean, I don't think that happens everywhere. I don't think that's happening in every major program.
That's not get him out of here.
No,
I mean,
I'm with you on that.
Here's what the one player said to ESPN. They tried to walk him for a while after he collapsed. His head, he barely had any control over it. His head was limp to the point where it was back. They were walking him across the field to get him up and moving, I guess.
God.
They're walking a guy who couldn't move himself around the field instead of getting him medical attention.
19 years old.
Sad. Sad. I got buddies at work down there that were connected to this that were involved with the football program. And so it was a great kid. Broken up over it. And I found out all the details. It's crazy.
617-779-0985. Thoughts on everything from the day, including the Patriots or the Maryland football situation or the Celtics, Jaylen Brown's comments or the latest report that both Kyrie Irving is looking to join up with Jimmy Butler and go to New York. All of that on the table from the day. We'll get to your calls next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox won again last night, 2-1 over the Phillies in Philadelphia. Rick Porcello picking up his 15th W on the season after his 7-inning outing, giving up just that one run on a home run. As for tonight, it'll be the end of this road trip for the Red Sox and the finish of a quick 2-game set. Yeah, they're going to wrap up the road trip tonight in Philadelphia. Nathan Eovaldi goes to the mound tonight for the Red Sox. Meanwhile, the Patriots are holding a walkthrough practice today. It's game number 2 of the preseason tomorrow night. Once again at Gillette Stadium, this time against the defending Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. University of Maryland president said yesterday the school is accepting legal and moral responsibility for the mistakes made by the staff at a workout back in May that led to the death of an offensive lineman, Jordan McNair, 19 years old. Heat stroke was ruled the cause of death. Headlines are brought to you by South Shore Bank Student Checking. Start the school year off right with no monthly fee or minimum balance, plus all non-South Shore Bank ATM fees waived. Details at southshorebank.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Miss something?
So what happens now?
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Joe, I was just reading a story.
Oh, you were?
Break about the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
There's a chance they cut Paxton Lynch before the season starts.
Can I take a victory lap here?
Yeah, and this is why I bring it up, because I don't know that anyone was more anti-Paxton Lynch from the onset than you were. So, have at it.
All I did was watch his workout on NFL Network, and I watched how he carried himself, and all he did was touch his hair. He had long hair at the time. He was more worried about how the hair laid than how the ball laid when he threw it in the hole against air. And Jim and I sat. Jim, you were there, and I'm like, watch this guy throw. And every ball was babied. And this is a guy that was pretty much the twin of Brock Osweiler. Looked just like him. Did everything the same way. He's like 6'7", and he threw sidearm. The best thing about being tall is your ability to deliver the ball at a peak above your shoulder. That's what God gave you all this size. And yet, you laid it sideways. And something about the guy just didn't seem right. And people were gaga about him. I'm like, have you watched his workout? You don't even have to be there in person. You could tell the ball floats. We sat here. We watched Josh Allen's last year. We watched Darnold's. We watched Rosen's. And all three came off great. Like, they threw against some coverage. They threw against air. But you could tell that the ball moved and it had zip on it and they zung it. And it was accurate. What the hell are they doing taking Paxton Lynch in the first round? John Elway is begging teams to call because he is available for probably next to nothing, a seventh rounder. And this is sad because they're still looking for the quarterback out there. They've been looking for the guy since Manning left, and they may still not have it. And that's scary for them because you could have the best defense in the world. If you can't score points in this league, you're not going to win football games. So I'll take the victory lap on Paxton Lynch. Called it. And all I did was watch one workout. I said, this guy's going to be a bust. Handpicked that one from that draft. I said, there's your bust. Bust. Bust, bust, bust.
Haha. You called it.
Called it. Yep. Have fun with that guy.
So they're talking about possibly bringing in a veteran. John Elway admitted it publicly. Looking to bring in another veteran to...
Yeah, because Elway blew it.
Put into the mix at quarterback, and they're not going to carry four guys, and Paxton Lynch is clearly at the bottom of the depth chart, and if they do it, he could be cut. Keep an eye on that. He was dreadful in their team's first preseason game. 617-779-0985. Tony's in Fall River on the situation at Maryland. Tony.
Hey,
Tony.
What's up, Joe?
What's up?
This happens in other sports, too. Do you guys remember when Rick Pitino coached at BU? He was known for having players do drills with bricks. And it was Brett Brown, the coach now at Philadelphia. He played for Pitino at the time, and one of his teammates died.
Yeah, but Pitino left BU in 1983.
This happened in 1982.
Yeah. Stuff has happened before. We were talking about Corey Stringer with the Vikings. He died in 2001. And that was when
you had the Kansas guy die, what was it, August, beginning of August, the player at University of Maine. There's been two football players die just this, during the spring practices.
Yes, players have died playing sports. That has happened. Some of them have been related to undiagnosed underlying issues that, right, you know, individuals weren't aware of. You know, there have been players that have died of heart issues that they didn't realize they had. I mean, look at what happened with Reggie Lewis, right? I mean, he knew that he had an issue, was still, you know, participating and playing, and that ended up being why, I mean, it's happened. Players have died. I just don't know that all the situations have been like this one, where the guy clearly has something medically wrong with him, and you've got trainers who are like just trying to hold him up off the ground, and the head coach is yelling, drag his ass out of here.
This guy, Durkin, it's not like this is like Urban Meyer or this is Bear Bryant and you won, or Nick Saban and you fear for your job or your life. Obviously, there were signs with this kid. That's the saddest part about it. He couldn't help himself. So, I mean, the fact that you know, the head was limp, couldn't keep his head up. I mean, my God. It's not like he was just looking for water. He's that out of shape.
617-779-0985. And just because there have been deaths, I mean, what, does it make it any better?
No.
No. Mark in Spain on the Celtics. Mark.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey.
Have you ever been to Contanning before?
Pardon me?
Contanning.
Katanning, PA.
Katanning.
Katanning, yes, Pennsylvania. Sir. Yes, yes.
My great uncle, Dutch beer camper, first Orange Bowl. Anyway, no, I'm the multi-platinum artist that gave money with Flo Rida for the one fund. But I actually want to take this like a different direction and hopefully like a more optimistic path after the last phone call. But what do you think? Would you flip Kyrie Irving right now for Kemba Walker in the first?
No.
You'd have to. You'd have to because the ball movement is better because people in Boston don't want to hear this. Like, I'm like one of Kelly Olynyk's best friends, and he used to even say this now that he's gone and whatever. Like,
it's my call. It is.
Yeah, no, it's not. You can look me up on ask Kevin Paul Dupont.
now you're like best friends with Kenny.
That's so bad.
KPD.
I don't get it.
You're a hockey guy.
I don't get it. Like, where's the humor in that?
He's friends with Rocky Dennis.
I don't get it. Katanning, Pennsylvania.
Katanning, PA. Like, what was the connection?
What is that? He works with who is the artist? Multi platinum artist who, when the one fund and the what?
I don't know. Some
what?
Rapper. Like 50 Cent.
Who did
like
he name?
Best 50 Cent.
Who did he name? Pitbull or something?
Pitbull? What is it, Jim?
What did he name?
There's your takeaway.
Ask Kevin Paul. DuPont.
Weirdest call of the day.
He's best friends with Kelly Olynyk.
Kelly Olynyk, Kemba Walker in a one, flipping four out because
what
of the ball
doing?
Movement.
I shouldn't have taken that call. I tap out on this show.
I tapped out early
Today's
on that
Today's takeaways
call.
Are next.
Thank God.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
You can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's it.
Time now for today's takeaways brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Good to see Paige and a great staff out here. Takeaway here, excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox.
To the takeaways we go. You okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay? I'm good. Okay. Let's go back to the start of the show today. What's today's day? National Relaxation Day. You told us
that. National Relaxation Day.
Yeah, here's Zoe from earlier today. Yeah, you need me to be all those things that you put in the incentives because look what I have around me. Look what you left me with. I'm heavily reading between the lines.
Right, yeah, you are. But you know what?
More
kick,
than
kick
I was.
Back a little bit.
Why?
You know what today? Today's National Relaxation Day. What are you talking about?
What does that
about?
Mean?
I don't know. It says it right here on Twitter. It's national. You know, every day is a day. Like yesterday was National
and,
Cream
Soda. That's market a new record. At 10:09. We lost Zoe today at 10:09.
It says relax. Enjoy the day.
10:09. I think he bounced back, though, Hardy. What do you think? I think he bounced back.
Strong show.
I think it was an average or a slightly better than average show.
Do you know yesterday was National Creamsicle Day?
I don't care for
like who cares.
I got
like,
a question.
Who would ever go to an ice cream truck? Like your kid wants to be a guy that drives an ice cream.
He
truck.
Wants to, as he said in his own words,
hustler.
He wants to be a popsicle hustler.
No, he did not say that.
He did.
Oh, he absolutely.
What's
did.
Wrong with him?
He's four.
Yeah,
and he said, "I want to be a popsicle hustler." And I figured out where he learned that.
If you ever went to a ice cream truck and you see
Zootopia.
All the pictures on the side, there isn't one kid that would have the creamsicle in his top eight picks on the side of that truck. So why would it be National Creamsicle Day? Think about the bomb pop.
It's a conspiracy by the creamsicle cartel.
Well, this was going to be my question. How do you get something to be National Anything Day? Who decides these things?
The national people.
Is there a panel that you must go to and present your case?
Or can you, or in the age of social media, can you just proclaim something National Zolak and Bertrand Day?
Like, can we try that next week?
That's a good point.
Try and start an online campaign.
Like, why is there like a national secretary?
It doesn't be an online campaign. You just start talking about it.
You learned about the National Relaxation Day.
But for the weeks leading up to you, don't forget, August 18th is National Zolak and Bertrand Day, and do that for a few days and hashtag, you know,
right.
National Zo and Beetle Day, and then it becomes a thing.
Can we make
it?
Don't blame me.
Is that how it happens?
Like, I come in, this is what I do, and start of the show, I log on to Twitter. And right there under where it says the people that you follow, boom, there's like all these different topics. You know, trends of the day. Hashtag National Creamsicle Day. Hashtag National Relaxation Day. So it put me in a nice little mindset at the beginning of the show. Nice.
Do you have a special day? This is according to nationaldaycalendar.com. If you have a special day you'd like recognized annually, you can, you or your company, can apply for a national day on the National Day calendar. They will provide a press release stating the new designation, annual inclusion in the daily post on the website, Facebook, and Twitter.
Sweet.
But this doesn't sound official. National Day calendar.
Because I don't think there is an official way to get the day recognized, is what my point is. So let's start one.
No, it's like, it's like,
like National Dog Day, National Neighbor Day.
It's like getting
Siblings Day. Like,
it's like getting a star named after you.
Yeah, the star registry. Let's get to another takeaway of the day. And this was a caller earlier who spoke with someone who was very connected to the Patriots and has the inside scoop on Belichick and Brady and what's happening in Foxborough. Pedro on the pike on the Cleveland Browns. What do you got for us, Pedro?
Hey, guys. So you're sitting there talking about the Cleveland Browns and how funny and everything's going to be. Well, keep talking about them because in a couple years, you'll be talking about them going to the Super Bowl and Bill Belichick. Hey, listen, it's true. Look at the things adding up. Belichick has a strong relationship with that team. So what better place for him to go back to and cement himself?
At 79, yes. I agree.
At 79, he's still doing what he's doing now. The only difference is Tom Brady wants to run the team, so go ahead. Go ahead, tough guy, see what you got.
Oh, tough guy.
That's why he's getting these incentives. So when it's all said and done, and Belichick's got to go off to the Browns.
He's going to go back to the Browns.
To stardom.
Belichick. I went back and watched that Cleveland documentary the other night.
Nine. They won the Super Bowl.
Nine future head coaches in the league. The Bobos that he had running under him. Saban, Dimitrov, you name it. Go down the list. Schwartz, who was the grad assistant in my dorm down at Maryland. Talk about a wacko.
Jim Schwartz.
He was my GA.
Is that the year that?
He used to get us beer.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Oh. He was nuts.
Was he a hardo then?
Oh, yeah. We can gym tan laundry, bro. We'll get the beer. We'll go. We'll play ball. We'll go get some sun.
Didn't they draft 5'75", 15 Ray Lewis there?
They drafted Ray
in Cleveland.
That's right.
Didn't he play for the Browns for a year before the Ravens?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Belichick.
Oh, wait.
How many different pronunciations of Belichick we have today? Belichick. Bulichick.
Belichick.
Tough guy.
Belichick.
Belichick. That was Ernie Adams calling right there.
Who?
That's Ernie Adams right there. I was driving a car, you know, and this guy got in a car. He's a former coach, former player. Think of his name. Getting warm up.
I can't believe Hardy blew up our spot.
I know. The guy was going to say it.
Flat out tell us.
The guy's like, okay, ready? Hardy's like, you can't do that.
Because you're borderline illegal when you start doing stuff like that.
You're lying on the air.
You tell somebody that you're not going to put him on the air, and then you put him on the air anyway.
No.
Look at Felger.
He knew he was on
the
air.
Look at Felger.
He was already on the air.
And you said, we're going to mute you and not put you on the air, and you tell us the name.
I didn't say anything. I said,
think about it for 10 seconds before you get pissy about it.
It's in reverse.
It's not in reverse.
What are you getting so angry
at? The guy was on the air because you're calling me out for being a killjoy. And this coming from the guy.
Party pooper.
I had Ken and Lowell 100% believing he was talking to Tom Brady the other day, and you blew up that spot.
I didn't. No, that was Zoe talking about the scratch ticket.
They didn't have Brady's people suing you because you think Brady's
I didn't blow that up. Zoe blew that spot up.
Well, you blew that one up. Tell somebody they're not on the air and then put them on the air.
Would have been fun. Would it have been fun?
Okay.
Looks like Maz is out. Would have been great.
Would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Sorry, we found out who it was anyway. It was Ray Ventrone.
Yeah, well, special teams coach.